Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Saturday, April 3rd. Happy birthday to Eddie Murphy, who's 60 years old today. I'm Chris Swan, and here are your top stories brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. A 17-year-old has been sentenced to life for the murder of a South Cobb High School student. The Powder Springs man has received a 10-year prison sentence for assaulting his mother during a domestic dispute. The carnival is here, and it has set up shop in the parking lot of Town Center Mall. Mayor Al Good promotes Acworth as inclusive and business-friendly in his annual address. And a Smyrna elementary school teacher has been honored as one of the top educators in the state. Plus, we'll take a look around town with Marietta Daily Journal managing editor J.K. Murphy.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
A 17-year-old has received a life sentence after pleading guilty to malice murder in the 2019 killing of South Cobb High School student Nemar Kelly. 17-year-old Malik Rasheem Dunn of Lithia Springs was sentenced to life in prison on Tuesday for the murder of Kelly. The killing occurred in May of 2019 at the Chroma Park Apartments in Austell, where Dunn and Kelly both exchanged angry words before Malik pulled out a revolver and shot Nemar once in the chest. Mr. Dunn was 15 at the time, and Mr. Kelly was 16. Dunn also pled guilty to an unrelated robbery charge and was sentenced to 20 years. The sentences are to run concurrently. He was also indicted on several other felony charges in the murder and robbery cases, but they were dropped as part of plea negotiations. The Marietta Daily Journal reported in March of 2020 that Dunn had also been indicted on rape, child molestation, and false imprisonment charges in a separate investigation. Mr. Dunn was accused of raping and molesting an 11-year-old girl at a house in Austell between December of 2017 and January 2018. That case is still pending. The Powder Springs man has received a 10-year prison sentence for assaulting his mother during a domestic dispute. Terrence Paul Corey has been found guilty of elder abuse, aggravated assault, aggravated battery, criminal damage to property, and obstruction of justice. The charges stem from May of 2020 when Mr. Corey attacked his elderly mother, 77-year-old Glenda Haygood. Mrs. Haygood survived her injuries and remains in recovery. Mr. Corey is sentenced with 10 years to be served in prison and 10 on probation. Dreamland Amusements set up shop in the parking lot of Town Center at Cobb on Thursday evening and will be there until April 11th, coinciding with spring break for Cobb County and Marietta City Schools. Admission is free, but visitors must purchase individual tickets for rides or wristbands that allow unlimited rides. The carnival is open Saturday from noon to 11 p.m. and Sunday from 2 to 10 p.m. The hours for next week are Monday through Thursday, noon to 10 p.m., Friday and Saturday, noon to 11 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 10 p.m.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owner courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
Ackworth's Mayor Tommy Allgood was in high spirits as he ran down a list of accomplishments for the city. Mayor Allgood's upbeat presentation was keen to recognize the work of the city's business community throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. In particular, he thanked the Cobb Chamber of Commerce for helping to secure over $1 million in aid for small businesses and recognized the City Council for distributing half of its CARES Act money to business relief. He singled out the Red Top Brew House and 1885 Grill as anchors of the downtown business district, the Heritage and the Logan as exciting mixed-use developments, and a forthcoming Amazon distribution center as a sign of support for national business interests. Mayor Allgood pointed to a community conversation the city organized to listen to concerns of minority business owners and the opening of Doyle Hill Park last fall, which features interpretive signage about the history of Ackworth's black community and is named for the city's first black elected official. Smyrna Elementary School teacher Lisa Rogers was honored this week as one of the top educators in the state. Ms. Rogers, a teacher in the Cobb School District's Target Program for Gifted Students, was named Gifted Program Teacher of the Year by the Georgia Association of Gifted Children. Her fellow teachers and the entire student body of Smyrna Elementary School emptied into the school's parking lot to cheer her on. Also in attendance were Smyrna Councilman Travis Lindley and City Administrator Joe Bennett, who commended Rogers, a teacher in Cobb Schools for 20 years, for her exceptional work for the district. Now it's time to look around town with Marietta Daily Journal Managing Editor J.K. Murphy.
I'm Shannon Ebersole. Around Town with J.K. Murphy is brought to you by Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue West Cobb. What's going on around town, J.K.?
The long arm of the law, it seems, just can't stay away from Cobb County. Former Cobb County Chief Deputy Milton Beck has resurfaced. Beck was with the Sheriff's Office for 30 years before retiring 2 years ago. Musk Ministries, a nonprofit that feeds, clothes, and shelters those in need, has named Beck as its senior security director. Musk is in the process of building a new homeless shelter on an 8-acre campus. That facility should open next year, and Beck is helping Musk create a safe environment for clients, staff, and neighboring areas. And as we've reported on a previous podcast, Michael Register, former chief of Cobb Police and the county's public safety director, is back. He left his post to tend to family matters a couple years ago. Now he's back as the chief of staff for new sheriff Craig Owens. Here's an interesting twist. Before being elected sheriff, Owens was precinct commander with Cobb Police. Who was his boss? That would be Michael Register, who was police chief at the time. Now the tables have turned. As sheriff, Owens now gets to boss his former boss. Owens, Register, and Cobb Sheriff's Chief Deputy Rhonda Anderson dropped by the MDJ offices this week to update the local newspaper on the new sheriff's transition into the office. See today's MDJ print or website for the complete interview. Indications are he pretty much has hit the ground running, but Owens says that's no thanks to his predecessor, Neil Warren, whom he beat in the November election. With me and the sheriff, there was no transition, Owens told Around Town. Some of Warren's staff stayed on and they shared information with Owens' staffers, but pretty much the new sheriff said they walked into that jail on their own. There has not been one conversation still to this day, Owens said. I tried to reach out to him and they said his phone was not in cell service. That's what his people told me, his attorney, Owens said. Smyrna Democrat and State Representative Eric Allen has filed paperwork to seek the Democratic nomination for Lieutenant Governor. If victorious, Allen would be the first Democrat to hold the seat since Mark Taylor nearly 15 years ago. Squabbles over Georgia's new voting laws continue, and Cobb County GOP Chair Jason Shepherd is done with the talk and is taking action. Shepherd, who has his eye on the state GOP chairman seat, is calling out none other than Atlanta's own Coca-Cola over Coke executives' criticism of the new voter laws. I will be presenting, Shepard says, a resolution at the Cobb County Convention calling for the banning of Coca-Cola products at all GOP events during this convention cycle. Once we have used the remaining Coke products we have already purchased, we will not be purchasing any more for Cobb headquarters. Speaking of legislation, Georgia's General Assembly ended its 2021 session Wednesday with lawmakers acting on the state budget, a rewrite of the state citizens' arrest law, and many other proposals. Here's a look at status of some of the significant issues. Legislation passed will reduce state income taxes for some, abolish the state's antiquated citizens' arrest law, prevent the defunding of police departments, crack down on street racing, allow homeschooled students to take part in athletics and extracurricular activities in public schools, make it a felony when porch pirates steal packages from three or more addresses, allow restaurants and bars to sell mixed alcoholic drinks to go. One of the big ticket items that failed to pass through both chambers of the General Assembly was the sports betting bill. It seems some form of gambling is always coming before our legislature, casinos, sports betting, racetracks, what have you. When it comes to gambling, once that camel gets its nose under the tent, it won't be long until he's completely inside. Take, for example, my home state of Indiana. It was 30 years ago when Indiana approved its first water-based casinos. Gamblers would board the boats, which would disembark and had to be 50 feet offshore before the slot machines could be turned on. 1 year later, Indiana okayed horse tracks. A year after that, off-track betting parlors. In 2006, it was okay for the horse track to build and open neighboring casinos on their land. In 2015, any casino could be land-based. And just 2 years ago, Indiana had legalized all forms of sportsbook wagering. As you can see, the gambling of history in Indiana was pretty much a slippery slope. And that's today's trip around town.
Call 404-997-8655 for your chance at a $50 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenues at West Cobb.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.